just, you know, if you saw that.
Yeah, she'll have to, well, I think that's Joel on Anna's tablet. He'll have to unmute himself.
Mark, it's about 6:58. Why don't we get started? You ready?
Okay, let me turn on the recorder. Okay, we are recording, and let me admit our residents. Has entered the meeting from the waiting room. Our recorder is on. It is 6:59.
Good start. I would like to bring the January 26, 2021 Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township meeting to order. I request a moment of silence, and we will recite the pledge after that. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench. Present. I guess the first thing we'll do, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the January 12th, 2021 regular meeting.
So moved. Those, I think Joel sent those minutes out previously. I did get a chance to review them. So yeah, I move.
Yep, I can second that.
Okay. Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Yes. Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. I'll read off the papers here. Oh, we'll start with the fund status report. We'll start off with the fund status report. We'll go through the general, that the 1,000 to 9,001, and let's see, the pooled investments is $5,907.941, $5,907.941.38, and available primary checking balance is $163,526.76. We'll go on to the payment listing. I got warrants here from 19395 through 919435. And we got total payments of $54,176.65. We got receipts here. Receipts total of $10,478.39. Does everyone agree with those?
I do.
Yes.
I move to accept the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Yes.
Before you go on, Dave, I notice in the minutes template that Joel has us... well, we already reviewed and approved the December 22nd minutes, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay. All right. I'll take that off. All right. Just carry over. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I'm positive we did the first time, yeah.
Yeah, thought so. The first meeting of January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We did them both, yeah. Okay. Is that it then?
That is, yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Fire department report. I don't believe Tony's here, is he? Or anyone else?
He is not.
I've got the report up.
Let me share that. Put that.
Oh, you got it on your screen? Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, it's up on the screen.
Yes, everybody read it?
Okay. So, okay, I can kind of write it. Do you want to read through it or you want me to read through?
Oh, I read it. I thought everybody read it themselves.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we did. Yeah, all the trustees did. Sure.
Yeah. Unless you want to read for everybody else, it's...
Well, it would be bad to put it in the records, you know, quick. Just a summarized version of it. That way it's on there, on the record.
You want to do it, Mark, then?
Sure. Okay. Chief Parcelletti is not able to join us tonight. He has an officers' meeting. They will resume in-person, in-station training next month. The Jerusalem Township Fire Department was able to provide engine and utility vehicles for the procession today for the fallen police officer. Calls for the department have been fairly quiet. Some of the firefighters are receiving their second vaccine. No real problems. He reports that sometimes they have two sheriff's officers on a shift, and he is told that Sheriff Navarro will provide this manpower when it is available. Just as an aside, at a future meeting, we plan to invite Sheriff Navarro to join us so that there can be any questions from the community to the sheriff. But that's probably about a month out. Computer Extreme updated the computers. He has a question for the trustees, the new employment posters. I've not seen any come through. Joel would probably see them first coming through the mail. So I'll probably check in with him in the next day or two. Go ahead.
There's been no posters come through the mail at all yet.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. All right. The EAP contract was renewed. There is a dispatching contract with the City of Oregon. No cost increase on that dispatching contract. And there are a number of members of the fire department submitting grants for wildland supplies, new tanker, and a joint radio grant with other departments. Respectfully submitted by the Chief Tony Parcelletti.
Yep, well, I guess we'll move on then. That's the fire department report. We'll move on to the rec department report. Mike, I see you're here, so...
Yep, yep. I don't have my monthly report. I'll save that for the 1st of February. I just wanted to take care of the board members. Mark, I did email you whatever they emailed me. I don't know if you got that. I mailed it about lunchtime.
The last I saw from you is that you were still waiting for one and that you'd send it when you had them all.
Yeah, and he sent me a text message.
Oh.
Very brief. That was Bob. So I didn't know how you want me to handle that. I can see if I can print off that text message. I mean, it is probably two sentences. Or I can just read it to you.
Well, that's fine. You can just kind of walk us through.
Okay, I think what I would like to do first is, since Jim Wolf is going to be a new board member, I think if we could approve that first, I think that would be a good starting point. So,
what,
I don't know. If you
what
want
would his, me, Mike, what would his term be?
It's a 4-year term.
Okay. So he'd be in till 25 then, right?
Yes, and we'll end them in, December 31st.
December 31st. Well, I guess we can make a motion to stay Jim Wolf for a, what would we say, on the record department for a period of 4 years for through 2025, and it'll go through December of 2025, I should say. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Yes. I got to get used to doing these roll calls.
Okay. And then the other two are both. Jim Wolf did send me a bio, Jim Measle did send me a bio. Bob Graham just, like I say, texted me or something. Those two would be renewals. If we can renew those, or if you want me to read the bios, however you want to do it. But Mark, I can send you a hard copy of this text message just for the record, I guess. If you would need that, I don't know.
No, not necessarily. Okay.
Mike. Did you get any, so you didn't get any other interest in this other than Jim Wolf?
No, and that was my next thing. Mark did send me the name of that woman, and I have not heard anything from her at all. So it would have been her and Jim Wolf, but this woman seemed to either not interested, or she has not contacted me.
Yeah, she must have decided not to go forward. Okay.
So I think Mark. Jim would be a big asset to us.
Mm-hmm. He has some kids there too, so.
Yes, two young kids. So if I could just renew Bob and Jim Measle, that would be fantastic.
I'm sorry, Bob's last name, please?
Bob Graham.
Graham.
G-R-A-H-A-M? Yes.
And Jim Measle, can you spell Jim's last name, please?
Yep, M-E-A-S-E-L.
Okay. Mike, what's their terms?
They'll be 4 years.
Yeah, but are they staggered or are they both at the same time?
About a year ago, we put them all at the same time. I don't know if you guys remember me doing that, but I think I think the zoning did the same thing, if I recall.
Well, Mike, they're all expiring at the end of the year, the end of a calendar year, but. Zoning has them all staggered so that they don't have any more than one.
Okay.
That ends each year. Are yours 5-year terms?
Four.
4-year terms?
I believe they're four, yes.
Okay, you may want to go ahead and go through and assign a year so that you don't have all of them coming up at the same time.
Okay.
You want to stagger them.
Okay. You know, Mark, I think I might have talked to you about that before, and I think we went, if I remember correctly, like it was December and then June for, half were December and half were June. I'll do whatever you guys suggest. But
I think we'd like to have all of them expire at the end of the calendar year.
Okay.
And let's see.
Mark, should we wait on these and the vote on Jim Measle and Bob Graham until Mike figures out the time schedule on them?
Yeah, that'd probably be good. So
I think so too.
Mike, yeah, if you want to go ahead and then just put together, you know, the 12/31 expiration date and then identify a year of expiration for each so that they're all staggered, that would be that'd help you.
Jim Wolf of December of 2025.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just put Measle and Graham, we'll just make them, what are you at, 5-year terms and put them a year out?
Well, you could do like one of them at the end of 2024 and one at the end of 2026 would be.
Okay.
You see, I think that's where Mark's going with it.
Right. Well, can we just do that now? We'll put Bob at 2024 and then Jim at 2026. And I'll just make a note of everything.
Yeah, I guess we can make a motion for Jim Measle to be appointed to the rec board for the, let's see, it'd be a 2026 period. It'll be 5 years actually now. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a vote on it yet.
Oh, right. So you made the motion. I can second that.
Okay, now we'll do it right. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes. Okay, we did Jim Measle. We'll do Bob Graham. He'll be on the rec board for a period of... that'd be 2024. He will be appointed for. So I guess I made the motion, I guess. Who's on second it?
I can second that.
Okay. Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Roll call, let's see, Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes.
Okay, very good, thank you. Do you want me to type this up and send it to Neon Goldfish?
That'd be great. If you could just tell them, you know, what you could do is you could if you want to do like a screenshot of what's on your page right now.
Okay.
And then edit that and scan that in and send it on to them and tell them how you want it changed.
Okay, I'll take care of that. I'll put all of them on there and their beginning dates and their ending dates, and I'll CC you everything.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, we're done with Mike. We'll move on to the zoning inspector report. Linda?
The only thing I have is also my board members. And I think, David, you have... my recommendations that I have gave.
I'll just read them all off here a little bit, and then we can vote on each one, and I suppose. I got Tim Teckemeyer, Renew. He'd be a 2026 he'd go to. And Jennifer Shepherd was going to step up from alternate and take Dean Dickerson's place, and she'll be on till 2023. Chris Flights, Renew till 2025. And Jim Boosby added as an alternate, and Jordan Keller added as an alternate. And then that was the zoning board, and then we'll jump to the zoning board of appeals, and we got Butch Berger to 2026, and otherwise that's all for zoning. That's all that was due. So.
Yeah, those are my recommendations.
Did you see the one in our boxes from Frank Ulrich?
I did not. David called me on that one. Problem with his is there's no phone number, there's no email, there's no contact information. And my recommendation is I like the ones that came in. His is pretty good too. I was thinking we could ask him to be part of the comprehensive plan.
Now, when we set this up originally, were we going off of just your recommendation, or were we going to do any interviews on this? I don't remember exactly how
That's up to you guys.
Do you remember how we stated that, Mark?
We can certainly do the interviews. The situation is that she has, well, I guess with Frank, that would put us so that we have more candidates than slots. But prior to Frank being considered, there was the same number of candidates as slots.
So we carry two alternates on that board?
Generally.
Okay.
It'd been nice however this got in my box. It would have got there a little bit sooner, you know, and should have been gave to Linda too sooner. I don't know where it came from, but he sounds like a good candidate, you know. But
he actually stopped and dropped it off to my house, and I had put them in the boxes on Saturday when I got it.
I don't check my box every day. Well,
I don't either.
Yeah, we went to Michigan to. I don't know. It sounds pretty good to me to put him on the comprehensive plan. That way, because he sounds like a really good gentleman, and I think we should keep him available.
Linda, a question. I thought we were giving Dean Dickerson a year.
We did, and we could still do that. He has rented a house in Old Orchard. And it's looking more and more like it's going to be more than a year. We gave him a year. And he's okay with whatever we do. He did come to the last board meeting. So he's okay with whatever. And Jennifer expressed an interest to be on the board. So I thought it might be a nice time to at least move one person up. Then we have realistically a new person on the board. We have two new alternates. I'd rather see someone spend a year as an alternate before they are moved up to be a board member, to give them some experience and to see what kind of commitment they're really doing and going to have. I can invite Frank to the meetings also. He's be more than welcome to attend. So I guess it's up to you guys how you'd like to proceed, but
what are your thoughts about how you want to handle it?
Well, I don't know. I got this at 3:20 today is when I got this. I was just I didn't know if we were going to make a decision on this tonight or not.
Do you want to table this until next meeting so that? I it is a little disconcerting to get information just an hour or two before a meeting.
And I thought, and this again, I may have been misled a little bit, but I thought we were going to give them till the end of January, and then we were going to do the appointments in February is what I thought. That was a conversation we had had. I'm not quote, don't quote me, but
yeah, I did put that out there on social media that we're accepting applications, expressions of interest until the end of the month.
Okay.
And we can do that. I would have gotten it to you sooner, but I had three people that didn't get me their bios till last night. And one this morning, and okay. I've been asking for them. So I apologize. I have no problem with waiting until next month if that's what you would like to do.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we do that? That gives us time to actually look at everything instead of trying to act quickly. Okay.
Anything else, Linda?
I don't have anything else at this time.
Dave, real quick, I got something for Linda. Linda, I talked to Steve Turnell, and it sounds like he is on board to take that property on Jerusalem there. So that's a plus. That's one that we're going to get rid of. I also talked to Dave Coker regarding the two on Preston. Do you remember which ones those were?
Yeah, they're both on Preston, yeah.
Yeah, he has no interest in those two unless he could get that whole piece along there. And I said, well, you know, we only own two of them. I even gave him the taxes. I called you the other day about that. And I mean, the taxes on them were only, one was like $1.12 a year, and the other one was 55 cents a year. But he said it does him no good on those two. So we got rid of one of three. You're going to be getting rid of one of three. So I guess if you have another set that you would like me, you know, maybe another two or three lots you want me to look at, that you think would be another good ones to move on, you know, why don't you and I get together and I'll go out and start knocking on the doors and see if we can get rid of a few more.
Okay.
So, I guess I'll let you contact Steve, on what you're going to need from him.
Okay, I can do that. Are we going to try to vacate those roads in there too at the same?
Yes. Yep. Time? Yep. Yep. I told him that we would help vacate those roads in that field there for him. So,
go ahead.
I knew you said that was just a pretty easy form. We just had to fill out.
Yeah, that should be fairly simple. It'll need to be voted on. What was the offer? Are we just going to charge him the conveyance fee?
$1 plus the conveyance fee. Was what I told him when I met with him.
And these are too small to be buildable?
Yeah. Yes, these are the lots we talked about at the last meeting. They have, basically have zero value.
Okay.
Especially this lot that is up here. Once they widen that corner at Howard and Route 2 there, they really took a big chunk of it. So he's the closest adjoining property owner. So it made sense to reach out to him. And he was a little reluctant, but he finally said, yeah, you know what, let's get it cleaned up. You know, we'll vacate it. We help him vacate those roads.
The roads helped.
Yeah. So I was happy we got rid of one of them. So, like I said, I'm going to keep plugging along. This is ain't going to be my summer project here. It's going to be just taking these little bits and seeing what we can get rid of.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Okay.
Getting that paperwork done.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Kevin, you watching a movie? You're on.
No, wow. It ain't even 7:30 yet, and I get to speak. That's amazing. I'm going to make it sort of short. The lay flat hose that we talked about for that 16-inch pump, done a little looking into that. I'm still waiting on another price from the grotto company. But as of right now, the two prices that I have is one is at $65 a foot. That's from a company out of Port Clinton, which would make it local. But at that price, I'm not willing to buy any unless it was an emergency. I found a hose company out of New York. They're at like $38 a foot, but I have not got a confirmation back from her on the specifications of the hose. I want to make sure that it is as good as what we're using or better. And if she's got something a little better, I may go with that, even though the stuff we got was old when we got it, and it's lasted us 8 years or more. So I'm waiting prices, so most probably the next meeting I will be looking to hopefully move on purchasing this hose, which will be reimbursed back out of the stormwater money. So whatever the cost is, I'm looking to get a minimum of 50 feet, and if there's a price break at 100 foot, we may get a 100 foot roll and just have an extra piece. Since then, last trustees meeting, we had two minor snow events. We've dealt with both of those. I heard that we caught a little bit of crap, I guess, on the talk of the township, but we did what we did, and you know, everything was fine with it. typically what I do is, like on these snow events where we're working on them in the middle of the night, if I know by like 8, 9 o'clock it's going to be 34, 35 degrees or the sun's going to come out, we will typically salt stop signs and leave the rest of the road, unless it is a major traveled road like down in Reno. You would have like Van Dyke and Rachel Road and Corduroy Road. Those are all our main thoroughfares. Those will be salted the whole distance just due to the ice with the travel. But normally what the standard has been, even with the county, they're typically only salting stop signs also. But, you know, I guess that's why I'm here. If somebody is on the meeting that has questions about it, I'd be more than happy to answer to them why we do it. But that's typically the practice that we've adopted over like the last 3 years. Due to the price of salt is anywhere from $130 to $165 a ton. And if I salt every one of our roads in the township, I'm going to burn up about between 16 to 20 ton salting all the roads one time. So that's part of the reason we do it. It's a big chunk of salt and a big chunk of money if we can just wait a couple hours. We live in northwestern Ohio. It isn't a big snow. Everything will be gone within a few hours. But if anybody's fielding any questions on that, please give them my number. I'll explain to them what we're doing. And that's just how I'm doing it until somebody wants to change how we're operating with it. And
thanks for that explanation, Kevin.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. And I am not on that. Don't plan on getting on that. But I was getting phone calls on it, so I figured I'd address it. If one of those individuals are sitting out there tonight, now they understand what we're doing. It's not to endanger anybody's life or anything. It's just a way where if the sun comes out on a black road and it's not anything real heavy, within an hour, it's slush or it's all water.
Right.
So it's fine. We live in northwestern Ohio. A trace of snow is no big thing. A snow around here is 4 inches, 6 inches. Now, that's a substantial snow, but that's what we did. So next thing I have, basically all we're doing right now is concentrating on summer maintenance. We're starting to service the mowers and stuff. We're maybe not quite a quarter of the way through with it yet. So we're working on that. The cemetery has come to a screeching halt. They've actually moved equipment and the fuel trailer out of the cemetery because I don't see them getting in there for a very long time. But they have moved some equipment out. Have not heard yet on when they're going to come in to do the driveway. He thought he might be able to get to it soon, but he had no time as in when soon would be.
So is it, Kevin, is this because the soil is so wet, or is the company booked?
No, it's just because it's so wet. They've taken all the topsoil off that front half, so there's basically no place for the water to really soak into or be soaked up because you're sitting on clay. So it's going to take a while for that to go away. Then they'll be right back in there again. And to dress it up and make it look nice, it's going to have to be somewhat dry so they can get everything graded the proper way. So
right,
that's pretty much what we're on.
Very good. Thank you.
And one last thing I got, unless you guys will have questions for me. Did some more work on the big generator for the complex. When I had TV sell out, we still had an issue after putting the new pump on. The new pump was actually putting out way more pressure than what that machine had been used to in quite a few years. And we weren't returning the fuel back to the fuel tank fast enough for the actual generator. When you would shut it down, it would just sit there and chug for quite a while before it ever shut down. So what I did is I just took and plumbed in another return line on it and plumbed it into the tank, which solved the problem for now. But eventually we're going to have to go in and possibly replace a couple injectors and all the injector seals. But for now, we should be able to get by. This might buy us a couple more years until we got to get into it. But as our budgets start to get a little healthy again, I would like to sink some money back into that. And that way, it's a very long-term generator at that point. And we're never, ever going to get anything at that kind of size for what it's going to cost us to fix it. Even if we put $3,000-$4,000 a year in it, we're still never going to touch another generator like that for the next 30, 40 years. So, but right now, everything's functioning fine. I put that return line on it, shutting down the way it's supposed to. So that should be good. And that is all I got, unless you guys have some questions for me.
No, I don't. Thank you for your report.
Thank you, Kevin. I guess we'll move on. Then the cemetery report, I guess you kind of did that, but go on, Mark. You got anything?
No, I don't have anything else to add to what Kevin reported.
Okay, the Holland Rentals then. Bo, we got anything going on?
Nope. Just a couple of the small groups that are using it. The school groups that are using it for their scouts and their meetings like that. My recommendations, again, going into February to you guys, this COVID thing hasn't gotten any better. Nothing's really changed since we started this. So I guess it's, everybody feels we probably shouldn't be running it out yet for big mass gatherings. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I mean, I think the statewide provision is still no groups of greater than 10.
I totally agree too. Just keep it the way it is.
I do know we've got another. They did a Pinewood Derby in there on Saturday, and I was really impressed that when I went down there to stop at the office there, they had the parent. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. A lot of the parents were sitting in their cars, watching on their phones. They had it live streaming, so they kept their group down inside and live streamed it. So that was good.
Cool.
Very good. I'm glad they have such a commitment to safety for everyone. That's great.
I got a quick question on that. Hang on a second, if you would, please, David. Yep. When we're doing that with the hall, me and Eric really have no knowledge of when those groups are in there unless we come in on Monday or something and see the tables are up.
Mm.
If I put another calendar back up over by your desk, could you just mark those in, even if they don't show up that weekend?
Yeah.
Just so I know. And that way we can sanitize the hall for the week and be good on it for the next group that would come in.
Yeah, not a problem. I kind of been a little lax on that lately because we really weren't using it that much here the last, 6-8 months. So, but yeah, I can start doing that again. So,
because I got a big calendar out in the shop from one of our vendors. I'll see if I can find a place behind your desk or someplace there to hang it up.
Okay.
And just if you just make a note, I don't even need to know who it is, just that it's rented or being used.
Yep, not a problem.
I appreciate it. All right, thank you.
Okie doke. I guess we'll move on then to Rosen Bridges, and I just left Lagoon Drive on there to keep Kevin up to date on that. And
Kevin did report last meeting about putting the gravel along the shoulder, which would really help when there's two cars going opposite directions. That'll prevent the rutting. So I did talk to the interested resident on Lagoon Drive, and that resident indicated their appreciation for that solution.
Yep. Grinding.
And just to understand that too, Mark, there's only that section we talked about is really the only wide enough spot without eliminating that little ditch, because when you go from the road edge to the dirt bank, the farther you get down past your house, there's not enough room in there to do that unless we eliminate that swale ditch that's in there. But it seems to be our problem is right there in that area where we were talking about. So we'll start with that. And if we have issues someplace else, we'll have to see how we can deal with that at a later date. But that's what I'm planning on.
Yeah, what I really see is the stretch from, you're right, from the intersection that comes into Lagoon down to about where the community park is. That it's that yep. stretch where you end up seeing the traffic, where yep. people pull off the side and then rut it up.
And I'll be the first one to admit, me and Eric's rutted that up a couple times ourselves with the truck. So you don't realize it, and you're dealing with muck soil, and if you don't have a frost, and you get a wheel off, you're going right into it. There's no right. stopping it. So.
Yeah, you're right. It is very yep. soft. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
We'll move on to old business. Telephone properties. Is there anything else we want to say about that, Bo?
No, I forgot it was in the old business. I tried to touch on it in zoning there. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Okay, we're going then to Ohio Township Association Winter Conference, February 1 to 5.
Yeah, I am signed up for that. I just got my conference package today. Haven't opened it yet, but I will let you gentlemen know in the next day or so, once I get into it, how that's going to proceed. So it looks like that starts next week, the first of February.
Yep, first day. Okay, we'll move on then to trash pickup savings options for 2021. Did you come up with anything more?
I did speak with our contact at Republic. He indicated that he is going to be checking into the dumpster schedule. He said we got billed for every week in December, and that should not have been. Halfway through December, we asked it to be changed to every other. He is checking on that, and then the next item to be discussed will be the unlimited pickup or the spring cleanup. The Republic has offered options where they could stage a truck or two at specific locations for during a certain on a particular day for a certain time period. Joel has advised. Joel has encouraged that we, because the significant funding shortfall due to COVID, he's recommended that we suspend the unlimited pickup spring cleanup in 2021. Because I don't have a quote for a couple of trucks, but it probably is going to run, you know, approaching $10,000 to do it.
Yeah, we're not saving a whole lot because you still have the truck sitting there and on right. the end there. So yeah. So, I asked him, Mark. I asked him because we had a few people that did get the garbage picked up the last time, and I finally caught Scott, and I asked him what would it cost to just have some dumpsters placed where the recycling's at, and he said he would work that up too to see what
okay cost. All right, so we can talk some more about as we get closer to spring.
Yeah, we got a couple a month or so
whether, yeah whether we want to have it or not. Okay.
Okay, Doug, move on to ditch petitions. The engineer has not gotten back with me. He said he would get back with the paperwork so we could vote on that, and it hasn't arrived yet, so I guess we'll wait on that. Then I got review of the zoning board and zoning board of appeals and rec board. We did all that, the term dates and all that. So
and yeah, we'll table the zoning board and the zoning BZA for next meeting. But yeah, you're right. We did take care of rec.
Yeah.
Hey, is Linda still on?
Looks like it. Yeah, she's out there. She's muted right
oh,
now.
Oh, she muted? Okay.
If you want to ask her a question, go ahead.
I just was curious. On the BZ... Oh, she's unmuted now. Linda, can you hear me?
Yep.
On the BZA, there's only one board member up?
Correct.
Okay, and then...
I only have one up a year.
Okay, and then... Do we need any alternates for that, or no? Do we have... We've got one?
we've got one, and that's really all we've needed. They've been pretty faithful about attending meetings.
Okay, not a problem. I knew you carried two on the zoning board, and I didn't know if we needed two on the BZA, but that's fine. That's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, then we'll move on to Kennedy Park.
Okay, so after much time and effort in this, I did forward you guys on. Did you guys get your emails on those letters?
Thank you for those.
Yes, for those
letters, Bo.
So I've got the one from Mark Witt. That one came in yesterday, and he's stating that, you know, this is a shovel-ready project. The funding's already there. We've got the one from Russ Terry from the Ducks Unlimited chapter, and he does state in there that, you know, if there is a lack of water in the wetlands and there is water available in the ditch, they would like us to put water in it. But if there's no water in the ditch, we can't, you know, we can't put it in. And then we got the one from Jeff Finn, who is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Stating that they are in, all three of those departments are in agreement that this is a good project. And then we have all the information from the prior meetings, the letter from the school board stating that they'll maintain the dikes, the adjoining property owner that he's fine with it, and we have the scaled back version of the wetlands going from, I believe it was originally a 15 acre, and we scaled that back down to a 12 acre.
Why don't you just make a motion, Bo? We can keep moving.
Okay, so I move to, I make a motion to allow the wetlands to go into the John F. Kennedy Park with the help of the Ottawa County Soil and Water, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and the ODNR.
I can second that. Okay, roll call. Mark Sandler.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
I just want to mention one thing, Bo. I'm kind of leery on the water because that ditch dries up in the summer. That's the only thing I got that I'm skeptical on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll mention that in there because it really worries me because that ditch is only funded by a pump that we have and Lighty's tile drains, and it dries up, and that's the only thing that scares me on the whole thing.
Yep, but, and I can agree that, and I want to thank you both. Yeah. This has been a very long process. I've been working on this for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. I think it's going to be great for us. I think it's going to be great for the schools. I think it's going to be great for the fire department.
Just hope it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I think it will. I really have faith in it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have pursued this. So thank you guys for your support.
Anything else? You better?
Nope. On that, I'm done.
Okay. We'll move on to Salt Shed.
That one was mine from last meeting. I had an idea. I wanted to run it by you guys. A couple things. I know Barb, and she's on here, and we've talked. You know, she's made some concerns about the appearance back there. I know that that steel tank and that trailer can get out of there. The land leveler, Dave. That's Witte's, right?
Yeah.
Do we see any use for that, or should we kind of be heading that back to him maybe in the spring?
Well, I don't know.
Or just
maybe keep it. We were thinking about where they level some dirt. Maybe we can pull a little bit of dirt and level it some more, maybe.
Okay.
That isn't really hurting anything there. I mean, it's all you should have saw that place about 6 years ago when we had to break up a bunch of tile.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you remember when the fire department had that mess back there?
Oh, I tore all that down.
We busted all the tile up and, you know, yeah, cleaned it up too.
One of the thoughts I had was, if we were to, and this is just, I'm just brainstorming here.
Yeah.
If we were to run a berm, like a 3 or 4 foot high berm across the front of that, that the guys could mow over top of, it wouldn't be, you know, you're talking 3-4 foot high, that they could mow over, and then we could eventually plant some trees on top of that. I think from the road area, you would see it would hide a lot of that.
Well, I just thought we'd plant some trees there. Get about six trees there and plant them there, and, you know, maybe some linden that don't get real tall and they bush out.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see anything, and I can totally agree on something like that. We can.
Okay.
Dave, are you suggesting the berm, or the trees planted on the berm, or are you suggesting trees instead of?
Where the tile are at right there, we just go so far away from the tile, and where Kevin keeps the stone, we'll just plant some trees there. And we don't need no berm or anything, just plant some trees.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, and I've had talked to Kevin about this a little bit, too, I really want the fire department to have an area that they do their training for their cars on, because I know that they've had their cars in numerous spots back there, and they get glass broke everywhere back there when we're doing it. And, you know, sometimes it could be in Kevin's way. So I definitely want to make sure that the fire department, we have them work in a certain area that's back there designated for them. So, and then I don't know that, Dave, those big tiles that are still back there, I know I don't think the backhoe can pick them up, and we don't have a way of breaking them, do we?
No, the last time we had Grotto come in, and we used all those tile there, and we put them along back of the graveyard, the cemetery there. We used them there, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we could bust some more up and place them back there yet, too. That's something we could think about. That's what happened to all of them. You remember how many were back?
Oh, yeah, there were a ton of them back there.
Rottle must have worked for a whole day with his air hammer there, busting all them up. That was a real mess back there, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to agree.
Well, maybe we could talk to them if they've got a piece of equipment out in the township one day that's got something on there that we could get them over to do that, you know, if they don't have to make a special trip. What do you think about that?
I'll talk to John sometime, and
okay.
Kevin and I can go look back at the cemetery and see if we can dump some more back there to stop the erosion there, so we could get rid of it there maybe. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Bo, that water tanker is that's for the township fire department.
That's the old horse one, right?
Yeah.
So before we leave the salt shed, was suggested that some trees are planted to screen the area. Do we need to approve funding for that or agree on a timeline?
Why don't you let me go down to North Branch and I'll see if I can get a few extra trees and see how. I'll get maybe 8-10 of them, a price on them, and we can plant a few over maybe at the park over there, the Ball Diamonds, and we can do this all at once.
Okay, great. So you'll report back at a future meeting.
I'll get a price on some, and I'll come back.
And you know what, you'll have the right idea of which ones should go there to give us the best coverage.
I got a big linden in front of my house here, planted probably 60 years ago. It's kind of, it's not real tall, it gets bushy.
Okay.
And then Eric has one in front of his house, Bo. Look at that. I just planted that probably 15 years ago. I planted that one maybe next. And they don't get real tall, so we don't have to trim a whole thing. And
but they bush out.
They kind of go out like a, you know, nice cone-like bush out, yeah. Yeah, we don't need something like an oak going 60 feet high or something.
Yeah, we want something that's going to go 10 feet and bush out. Okay.
Bush out, yeah.
Okay, great.
I agree. Thanks.
And then would that be something we'd want to do in the spring?
Okay. Probably, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we could probably dig them in and put them by yourself. And I think I got an extra water tank, and we can keep Kevin busy. The water tank's there. Okay.
I got my own water tank. I don't need another one.
You don't need another one? Okay, Kevin. Let's move on. Mark, I added one here. 911, can you give us a little detail on that?
Sure. I was on the 911 call today at 5:00. It was a continuation of the call from 2 weeks ago, They talked about, you know, the whole issue here is funding. So prior to 911 consolidation, only those communities that operated and funded their own public PSAPs, the public service answering points, they were bearing the cost. And now they're going to centralize all of that downtown and allocate all of the cost across all the communities, including the townships. They reviewed their three funding mechanisms, and the first one is the incident or use-based method. And that actually was passed and agreed to in December of 2019 when the consolidation was voted in. The pros are that they claim it's the most equitable because it's based on actual use. They claim it's flexible because whatever the costs are, they get allocated every year over the percentage of use. The cons, the townships have no revenue source. They don't have any municipal taxes to fund this. The method is complex and it's not perfect. It sounds like there was some discussion about larger communities setting up their own non-emergency numbers to reduce their allocation. There was a fair amount of banter about that, and they ended up not getting any further because there was so much discussion about whether those larger communities were or were not setting up their own non-emergency numbers and whether they could reduce their allocation by so doing. So they ran out of time. They're going to send out an announcement of the next meeting, which is about 2 weeks out. And I'll forward that on to the other trustees once I get that. But this looks like it's going to be an ongoing discussion for a while. They did ask the question about...
start unraveling.
Well, no, I don't know that it's going to unravel because they actually passed the thing. It's just a matter of how does it get funded, because the bill looks a lot bigger now than when they were proposing it. I mean, the bill looks like it could be quite a bit more than what they were saying it would end up being for Jerusalem Township. They did ask the question. They said, well, we understand that Jerusalem Township already addressed this by passing a levy to pay for it. He said, no. Jerusalem Township passed an increase to the fire levy to pay for additional equipment and expenses for the fire department. They did not pass a levy to pay for the 911 consolidation. They said, oh, okay, all right, thank you for clarifying. So, yeah, this continues to be a concern, how small communities and townships are going to pay their quote, share, unquote, of this. So there will be more discussion in another 2 weeks.
It really sounds like it's unraveling, though, Mark. You know, they're going to make their own 911 number.
There's a lot of discussion, and you'd be surprised. It's the bigger communities like Maumee and the ones you wouldn't think, and Sylvania Township, the ones you wouldn't think would have funding issues. But everybody got hit so hard by COVID. Like Maumee was saying, hey, you know, we're $2.5 million behind where we're supposed to be. And so there's a lot of trying to, you know, push it out of one community into another community. So will the thing collapse? I don't think so. Are the participants going to argue over who pays how much? Oh, absolutely. That's what's happening.
Mark, what happens if we can't come up with the funding to pay for this? What do they do? What do they not offer us a 911? I mean, I have a feeling that we're not the only government entity that's not going to be able to come up with this money
Well, you're right. We're not the only ones that are struggling with how are we going to pay for this, because we don't have a municipal tax. All we have is property taxes. It's going to get phased in. So there's zero burden in 2021, and I think we go up to, oh, it's either 25 or 50% burden in 2022, and then 75% burden in 2023, something like that. It's either a 3 or 4 year phase in. I don't think we have the option of saying, no, thank you. We'd rather not participate. We will be billed. We will have to pay. We will have to come up with the money somewhere. We will have to either experience budget cuts to free up the money, or we may have to say there isn't enough budget to cut. We're going to have to go after some new revenue source, which might, you know, and the only thing that's really available to us is to pass another levy or a levy increase specifically to fund our portion of the 911 consolidation.
And that's what I'm saying is I know that's our only option because our budget's nowhere near big enough to absorb that. I mean, you could cut a lot of stuff out of the budget. You could cut the three trustees' salaries, the fiscal officers, everything, and not spend any money and still not have enough money.
It wouldn't be nearly enough because,
right.
Yeah, I mean,
and then if our residents choose to not pass this levy, then what happens? I mean, that's the ultimate thing. The residents of the township are the ones that have the say in this.
Yeah, you're correct. The other thing that was if you recall when the hearings were going on, when Matt Hierman was making the rounds and trying to sell this, he dangled in front of us a county-wide levy to pay for the 911 consolidation costs, which would take it off of the, which would mean that the individual locales would not have to come up with the funds because it would be a countywide levy. They talked about the timeline of that, and if they decide to do that, it's going to come up for discussion in the next few meetings. If they decide to do that, they actually have to make that decision by April or sometime in early May in order to get it on the ballot for November.
And I thought at that meeting you and I attended that that question was asked and the county didn't really want to do that.
Well,
Yeah,
the county said, well, you know, that's, you know, really we don't think that's very popular, but
I think we have a chance getting it through that way. I don't think we have a chance at all here.
Right. I don't either, Dave. I agree with you.
Yeah. If this is mandatory countywide, the funding mechanism ought to be mandatory countywide.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Because otherwise, you're going to force some number of small communities that can't afford their allocation. You're going to force them into potential default, and I don't want to go there.
Right.
So I do think that we need to be listening in and pushing to go for a countywide funding solution to cover the countywide mandatory participation in the 911 consolidation.
Okay. Got to really push that next meeting.
Yeah, so stay tuned. As soon as I hear about the next meeting, I will forward it to you gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I guess we'll move on to new business. And Mark, you have a few remarks on the sheriff's, I think.
Yes. So I have reached out to our newly elected Lucas County Sheriff. The sheriff's office is reviewing dates when the sheriff might be available, and I expect to hear to get those dates here in the next day or two, and we'll try to get something scheduled. We'll you know, we want an opportunity to meet with the sheriff, and then we want an opportunity for the sheriff to meet with the community via Zoom so that the community can ask questions of the sheriff regarding road patrols and how it might affect us being the most eastern area of the county. So I'm going to speculate that probably sometime maybe late February or so, or the first meeting in March, we should be able to have the sheriff on one of those meetings.
Thank you, Mark. We'll move on to the Metro Press beer pitcher. I called up Jason Lewis, and he's with the U.S. Game and Wildlife, and he said that they think it's a silhouette, you know, or something like that. They had a bear expert checking it out, and they do not believe it was a bear. And they were going to talk to Maggie Dandare that took the picture and see if she said if it moved or anything, and they were going to have more talk with her. But they're saying it was not a bear. I talked to Mark Rottle, where it was taken down in that area, and he feeds the deer there, and they have a camera there watching that feeding area. And he said if there's a bear around, he would have been there because they feed the deer really well there. So I think it's a hoax. At least I hope it is. So I thought we should mention it at the meeting so it gets out that it was a silhouette or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Any other comment?
When I saw it in the paper, I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. I was gone, and here I came back, and they had a couple messages on there. We got a bear. We want to talk to somebody, you know, in the township. And so I didn't want to call him right back because I didn't know what I was talking about. So that's why I called up Jason Lewis and got his info on it. And they knew what I was talking about. So,
yep.
So that was good. I'm glad he did that. So any other old business, new business or anything, guys?
No, none
for me.
Okay, do we have any public participation out there? Anybody want to join in? This is your time. Not hearing any. Bo, you want to do something?
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes.
8:05 p.m.
All right.
Oh, man, we did good.
Yes.
All right. That's the chairman. I'll say that's the chairman, Dave.
Oh, yes. Okay. We're lucky. Yeah, the fire chief wasn't here, and Kevin didn't have much, and yeah, went pretty good. Okay, then.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye now.